This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers Jets on Sunday night for the world to watch. Devontae Adams v. the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers v. Russell Wilson. That's what Tom Pelissero of NFL Network is reporting, that it's going to be Russell Wilson this weekend. Mike Tomlin didn't dispel the notion yesterday, and if you read the tea leaves, you read between the lines, you sense his tone, it does seem like it's going to be Russell Wilson. And so here's a question for all the yins out there, and for you, Doran. Maybe I reversed that. I want to know your thoughts first. What's more important for the Steelers in 2024? Winning a playoff game or finding out if Fields is the guy? 412-928-9370. I think they could win a playoff game with Fields, but I think they think clearly that they have a better shot of doing that with Russell Wilson, thus the question. What do you think?
So if it's Russell Wilson, I think it's winning a playoff game because I think they already have their answer with Fields, if that makes sense. If it's Fields winning a playoff game, then you kill two birds with one stone, that
sure.
Saying right there. But if it's Russell Wilson, I think you'll get your answer if you win a playoff game, because you look at Fields right now like, okay, he won us some games. He did things, and he developed in a way. We didn't develop him fully. We didn't expect to develop. We didn't even expect him to get to this point because we thought we were going to have Russ the whole time. So, yeah, we kind of checked that box a little bit. Next year we offer him something, a little contract. We get him early, and we start building him to be a future quarterback. I think they're comfortable enough to do that for next season. With Russ, if Russ wins them a playoff game, it's like, oh, we could have both of them probably back.
If Russ wins them a playoff game, I think both will be back.
Yeah.
Justin Fields didn't have a ton of suitors this offseason. Russell Wilson didn't have a ton of suitors this offseason. Russ would be more in demand, clearly, if they make the playoffs and win a playoff game. But his price tag's not going to go through the roof to the point where the Steelers can't afford him. And Justin Fields would be relatively cheap.
Did I answer your question?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I just kind of gave you the details of it.
I think you boil it down to what's more important, the future or the present.
I think the present is the future.
If it's Fields, I think the present is more the future than if it's Wilson, the present is the future, because I can't see Wilson being here beyond 3 years, and I can still squint and see that with Fields, if that makes sense. The Twitter poll is fascinating to me. 53% of people say winning a playoff game is more important than seeing if Fields is the guy. We've had these conversations with Doug Whaley. Does winning a playoff game really mean that you're on the championship path? Or does it just mean for a year you were good enough to win a playoff game? I want to know who the Steelers franchise quarterback is, and I want to figure that damn thing out this year. Because if you have a franchise quarterback, now you're really thinking about championships.
Mm-hmm.
When Art Rooney II said at the end of last season that the goal is to win a playoff game, I liked a part of that, which is the acknowledgement that it ain't been good enough for the last 7 years. But it also kind of hit me like Dave Littlefield, the old Pirates general manager, where every year he tried to build the team to go over 500 instead of building the talent pool out so that eventually you could contend to make the playoffs. I think those are two different things. Putting all your chips into one basket saying, let's go win a playoff game, doesn't mean that you're building towards a championship. Finding out who your franchise quarterback does. So answering my own finicky, bizarre kind of question here, I would rather play Fields the rest of the way, even if they didn't think that was the best chance for them to win a playoff game this year, because I want to see if he can grow into that franchise quarterback.
But if he doesn't and you don't win a playoff game, then where are you at?
If Russell Wilson plays the rest of the year and you don't win a playoff game, I'm really annoyed. I'm really annoyed. Because I think you go to Russ thinking he gives you the best shot to win now, and then your sample size on Fields, while bigger than you thought it might be coming in, was still only six games.
But what if it was your scenario where you would say they're going to play Justin Fields the rest of the year, and he's maximized his potential already, and it just looks like how it's been looking the whole season. They don't want a playoff game, and you don't get any answers on Fields, and you just had Russ kind of just sitting there and not playing. And then where you at?
Collecting moss.
Yep.
Getting black mold on him.
What are you going to do then?
I think you found out then about Fields even without finding out he's the guy. Like, finding out he's not the guy is still an answer for me.
But then where do you go if he's not?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I want to find out about Fields because I don't like that scenario. I don't like it. I want to give Fields every opportunity to figure it out. And I still think there's a lot more to be seen from Fields because it hasn't just been a third down play or a fourth quarter drive like there was with Kenny. Like, wow, that was a nice play. Wow, that was clutch. We've seen halves where Fields looks every bit franchise quarterback worthy against the Chargers, the second half against the Colts. The more he plays, I would hope the more that turns into three quarters, turns into games. It might not, but I'm fixing to find out because if Russ starts the rest of the games and they don't win a playoff game, you're probably not bringing Russ back. You haven't had a huge sample size of Fields. You might bring Fields back, and then next year becomes the figure Fields out year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just wind up kicking that franchise quarterback thing down the road. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got guys like Dulac who reported before the year, well, the Steelers would like to sign Russell Wilson to a contract. They're going to wait until the end of the year. Yeah, no crap. Of course they're going to wait until the end of the year. They don't know what they have in either of these guys. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What this is a radio hypothetical. A radio topic, because I don't think that they have to be mutually exclusive. Like, if it does not work for Russ and you have to go back to Fields, it doesn't mean Fields can't lead you to a playoff win. He might be able to do that. But for the purposes of this conversation, let's pretend like that's not the case. 412-928-9370. As the calls roll in, here's another question that came to me. How long of a leash do you give Russell Wilson? Like, I think they'll at least give him two games, and then you got the bye week, right? It can't be Russ goes out, stinks it up, throws four picks, and you bench him, right?
No. No, I think his leash is definitely longer than Justin's.
So you think they give him at least six games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't do the yo-yo
no,
thing.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do the yo-yo thing. I think people misconstrued a tweet that I sent out yesterday. I said, you're pseudo-benching a quarterback who's 4-2. Tomlin, you better be right. And people blew me up. What do you mean he better be right? He's not going anywhere. That's not what I meant. Here's the added context. You're 4-2. Russ comes out, doesn't play well for two games. Now you're 4-4. You're going to have people pissed off in that locker room. I don't know that anybody's mad right now. I think the team's probably curious to see Russell Wilson. I think they've got a lot of respect for Russell Wilson. He was voted a captain. But if you're sitting there at 4-4 after 4-2 when the quarterback that got you to 4-2 is only playing a package here and there, that's when I think you're asking for some trouble.
You're asking for even more. Like, if you're in that position, I mean, you do wonder if they feel really good about Fields being the future quarterback, and then at the end of the year, he's like, man, bleep this. I'm not going to come back here.
Good point.
You guys already screwed me. Kind of like Mason. That's what I heard about Mason. They gave him they offered him a contract, and it was what he wanted, but he was like, you know what? They didn't have any faith in me. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to try my talent somewhere else. That's what I heard.
Steelers beat writers were reporting Dulac at the time that Rudolph was in the facility a day before the Russell Wilson stuff came to be.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have Russell Wilson right now if Mason Rudolph signed on the dotted line that day. But he didn't want to be here. You're right. Because he got jerked around for years, in his opinion. Oh, it's a quarterback competition. Just kidding. It's going to go to Mitch Trubisky, who was definitely not better than you in camp. And then after him, we're going to give it over to the rookie who had never practiced with the ones. And then last year happened. I could see that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're gonna sit me down? And then Russell Wilson loses football games, and you want me to come back and be your franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
Pound salt.
Nope.
412-928-9370. God, it's always great around here. It just is.
It never ends.
George Pickens 1 week, Deontay Johnson last year. There's so much always. Dave in Newcastle, Mark in Warren, Ohio. Others are ringing in at 412-928-9370. Best caller is going to win two tickets to the Dave Matthews Band on November 15th at PPG Paints Arena. We'll talk to you guys when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kia.net. More important for the Steelers in 2024, winning a playoff game or seeing if Fields is the guy. Again, not mutually exclusive, but you get it. You understand the topic. You get the prompt. 412-928-9370. One of our guys, one of our favorites, one of our best listeners, biggest listeners, Dave in Newcastle. Good morning to you, buddy. How you doing? Oh, no, Dave.
If he better get this right, because this is a heavy-handed move. You know, this isn't something that's passive. He doesn't have to make the move. So it's going to point right back to Tomlin if he gets it wrong. But here's something else to think about that kind of muddies the water a little bit. What if Russell Wilson doesn't play well, right? Does that make a case? Does that make a case for Fields? Does that tell you? I mean, you know, considering all things equal, we don't get another receiver or anything in. But if Russell Wilson gets in and he doesn't play well, I think that might make your case for Fields. But like you said, at that point, what if he's like, screw you guys, I'm moving on.
You know what, Dave? That's a really good call to start things off. I'm putting you on hold for the Dave Matthews tickets. Yeah, if Russell Wilson goes out there and is like clearly a lesser player than Fields, or the offense doesn't run as well, that is a reflection on how Fields played. Yeah, sure it is. But his latter point also makes sense. If that happens, how pissed is Fields? How mad are his teammates going to be?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see that. You could definitely see that happening. You can get a lot of answers from the situation, but I don't know if you really need to be in the business of getting a lot of answers right now. You should be in the business of just winning football games, which I think that they are. I'm not going to sit here and say that Mike Tomlin's like, all right, we just want to figure some things out first and then we'll focus on winning games. Like, no, they want to win football games.
That's the only thing on his mind.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
So obviously he's making this decision because he thinks it's going to help them win more football games. But if it doesn't, then you still can get maybe some answers of your future.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of going back to what we were talking about in the first segment.
And around we go.
And around.
You want to pat yourself on the back right now, Doran? I'm going to pat myself on the back. We said it all off season, and there was some pushback on this, that it wasn't really a real quarterback competition. Clearly, we nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it were a real competition, and Mike Tomlin talks all the time about what's done in stadium weighing more than practice fields, and clearly weighing more than what happens in the preseason, then Fields would be the guy right now. By virtue of being 4-2 and having a 6-game sample size, if this were really a competition, I know you don't want to see a player lose his job due to injury. Happens all the time. It's the NFL. Fields would have done enough, I think, if it were close, if it were a competition, to still be the guy. It was never a competition.
If Russ if this was reversed and say Russ never got hurt and he was 4-2 right now and looked almost exactly the same, I guarantee they don't go to Fields right now.
100%.
There's no way.
They, at 4-2 last year and the offense looking not very good, didn't get off of Kenny because Kenny was their guy. It wasn't until Kenny continued to add to the body of work and the offense wasn't doing anything before they made the decision, and he got hurt. So, just again, doesn't lose job due to injury. Well, Kenny did last year. Mark in Warren, Ohio. Hello, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can. Where is Warren? Are you closer to Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Cleveland.
Oh.
Youngstown.
Oh.
Cleveland. It's like in between Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Okay. What you got, Mark? Big geography guy over here.
Like, yeah.
You got family in Cleveland, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't treat Russell Wilson and Justin Fields the same way because you got plenty of time to figure out if Justin Fields can do it or not. And if you remember last year when Mason Rudolph came in and Art Rooney said it at the end of the year, he said that opened our eyes about what this offense can be. And so they're looking at it right now, and they're saying, yeah, Justin Fields is good enough, but maybe the clock is ticking on Russell Wilson. His career is about to end, but he has proven that he can do it. Justin hasn't proven it yet that he can win a Super Bowl. That's what we want. That's what Tomlin wants, is a Super Bowl. Winning a playoff game, but really, you want to see if it's possible, and you got a man on the bench who has done it before.
That's a good call, Mark. That's a really good call. Two strong calls. That's the whole grass is greener thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we've seen Fields for 6 games. We have Russ. We brought Russ in for a reason. Russ was always going to be our starter. We need to see if grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about that in the first segment. I'm okay with this decision if they let Russell Wilson go out there and they have a grown-up adult passing attack and Tomlin's practicing what he preaches about things were good. Not to be confused with great. If he's shooting for great and he thinks throwing the ball gets him there, I can get behind that. But if it's just run the ball, only let him throw on third downs, and when you're down late in the game, well, then you might as well just stick with Fields.
Do you think Tomlin learned from his mistakes last year with Mason Rudolph, and that's why he's doing this too?
I think if he learned from his mistakes with Mason Rudolph, he would keep rolling with Fields because of what you said in the last segment.
But he didn't get the he pushed Rudolph off so far and didn't give him a chance that now it's like, I don't want to go down that path again. I want to see at least what the other guy has. Last year, he was like, we're in the business of, we have two quarterbacks and one got hurt and one's our, young player and the other one's a guy that we paid a lot of money and we're going to roll with those two, even though Mason was probably in practice dicing everybody up. He's like, you know what? We're not even going to try Mason. We're going to roll with the two. Now it's like, okay, we had to go to Mason. Maybe now we got to see what we actually have in the other guy too.
Yeah, we knew Rudolph was the better guy in practice, but we went with the rookie or second-year player, and then we went with the guy that we paid, and we left the guy who could actually do it on the bench.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that makes some sense. That makes some sense. I took it the other way. I can absolutely see what you're saying. This guy's doing it here in practice. He's healthy. He can protect himself, and if we leave him sitting here, we're good, shooting for great. Again, I want to see them practice what they're preaching on this, but yeah, that does make sense. Good point by you, football guy.
A little bit different.
928-9370.
A little bit different scenario too, though. But still, you just want to find out.
Yeah, and Tomlin did even say that yesterday.
I mean, it's kind of like us, like right now. Like, I think everybody wants to see what could be a possibility.
Did I tell you why my wife broke up with me in college? What she said to me?
I can guess. But go ahead.
Oh, no, please guess.
No,
this will be fun for the listeners.
No, go ahead. I mean, there's too many guesses. We don't have enough time.
My wife and I, high school sweethearts, and we dated for 2 years in college. And basically she said, look, I'm too young for you to be my forever person because I need to see what else is out there. Love you. Things are great. The grass is always greener thing. And you know what happened? She came running back to me, baby. They always do. No one likes me at first, but then I grow on them, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was sprinkling that feed everywhere else, too.
I never asked. What do they call that? Sowing wild oats? I don't know that she was going for that, but I gave it my best shot. Didn't go so great. And I'm happy where I am. I want to get out of this segment. Pet Fest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. I want to go through these calls. We got a lot of calls. First two callers were outstanding. So how do you view this quarterback situation? Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews. Coming up next, in addition to your calls, George Pickens on the quarterback decision.
Just talk to us a little bit about who, I know you don't have no control over it, but who would George Pickens want out there at quarterback, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Or it don't matter.
To me personally, I know the media and the world want to paint me out as like a selfish guy, but honestly, I'm really like the most unselfish guy in the world. So it really don't, to me, bro, honestly, it really don't matter. They both good players. I know they both got two different playing styles. But they both good players, and, you know, they both get, you know, engineer victory, you know. Really, that's, and me coming from Georgia, that's like one of the biggest things I only care about, to be honest with you, winning. I think that's really one of the reasons why, you know, Devontae was, you know, getting salty or angry, because not only was he not getting the ball, plus losing, everybody's mad, you know what I mean? So they both engineer victory, so, yeah, they both good cues.
That's a great answer. I like that.
George Pickens with Emmanuel Acho?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it right. Shady.
And Shady McCoy with the correct answer. And I like it from George Pickens. May or may not have just had a Pittsburgh Steelers beat writer say, oh, he's going around.
Yep.
He's doing his apology tour, basically. Look, it was not a great look last week when George Pickens spoke to the local media. But he only caught three balls this weekend. We did not see a sideline explosion. And then he's asked the question that everyone wants to know everybody's answer on, and he answered it very diplomatically. I'm not going to look at this and go, oh, he's just trying to make up for what he did. Maybe. But when a guy says the right thing in the right teammate thing and is mature, when we've questioned his immaturity, I'm not going to then kill him for doing the right thing. Because you know what that is? That's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Oh, you don't have the right responses. We'll crush you for that. Oh, now you do have the right response. Well, it's only because you didn't have the right response before. Come on now. I don't think that's fair. And I actually kind of believe him.
Yep. That's exactly where I was about to go. Like, I think he's telling the truth.
Which, I think they all feel that way.
Yes.
That they've got two good cubes.
Yes. Cubes.
Cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that? Cubes?
Cubes.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, me too.
Cubes. We got two good cubes who are going to engineer victory, which, by the way, that part did sound like Tomlin had his hand up his butt, operating them like a puppet. Engineering victory is a big Mike Tomlin thing.
Well, he definitely got schooled before the interview.
He did. He did not do a good job with it last week. I'm not sweeping that under the rug, but now he did a good job in this one, and I'm not gonna kill him when he says the right thing just because he didn't say the right thing before. And one game where you're not getting the ball, even though your team puts up 32 points, and you didn't make the most of your opportunities when throwing the ball, like, that was a step in the right direction. I don't think it's all fixed, but he didn't flip out.
Mm-mm.
That's good. So I'm not gonna call him out when he's doing the right stuff. 412-928-9370. Back to quarterback talk. Dave in Newcastle still on hold, the leader in the clubhouse for the Dave Matthews tickets. We have something very special planned coming up in the next segment, by the way. Callis is working furiously on it in the studio next door. First, though, Sean in the North Hills. Hi.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning,
Sean.
Good
morning.
So, if you just look at this objectively, this just screams like a coach that's about to be fired for underperforming multiple seasons in a row, having a winning record of 4-2 season, saying, I don't know, I think we should try the other guy. I don't, like, and that's obviously never going to happen because it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, actually, Sean, and I appreciate your perspective. We appreciate your perspective. Thank you, and call anytime at 412-928-9370. I read it the other way. For the first time in a while, it seems like just winning is not enough. And you want to see if you can win in a more sustainable way? Like, when you bench a quarterback at 4-2, that doesn't scream to me, guy thinks he could be getting fired. It's, all right, we've been good enough. We want to see if we can get to great, which is what he said in his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, it tells me that it's like, all right, that was very well and good, and we appreciate your efforts of letting us have a winning record and getting us to this point. But let's not fool each other. Let's not fool ourselves right now that this style of football that we are winning and doing right now is not going to hold up whenever we really need to win games.
He threw for 145 yards last week, 131 against the Cowboys, 117 against the Broncos, 156 against the Falcons. Again, I would keep rolling with Fields, but that's because I think that the Colts game and the Chargers game, if he keeps playing, we could see that more regularly. He just needs reps with the new offense, with his guys. But I think Tomlin looks at all that and goes, at least this is how it sounded in his press conference, we can't win when we can't be a true contender. We can't, in his words, be that team throwing it for 165 yards a game. I would try to throw for more with Justin Fields. They've got a pristine mint condition now. They hope Russell Wilson, they want to break the glass there before it gets to a case of emergency. And so while I don't agree with it, I can see why. And I think Steelers fans should be encouraged that just merely winning football games doesn't seem to be enough for them this year.
But I think Steelers fans are also weary that it could backfire.
Sure.
Right?
That's like, where I am, too.
But, I mean, if you're taking a chance, you're taking a chance. And, I mean, you almost do have to be right in this scenario because you are risking a lot. You're risking basically your season because you don't want to do the yo-yo, as you said before. So there's always like, okay, like you're taking a chance and you feel like it could be better, but will it be better? I guess we'll see.
We are going to have to see. And it's not that if it doesn't work, Tomlin gets fired, but if it doesn't work and you lose a couple of games after starting 4-2, you're going to have guys in there that are ticked off because they're used to winning games. They won 10 games last year, you're 4-2 this year, things are going good enough with Justin Fields, and if they go backwards, yeah, people are going to point the finger at the head coach, and it'll be deserved. All right, coming up next, this might be a new weekly feature. We're going to see how it works out. A lot of Steelers fans mad about Devontae Adams winding up a Jet. Some Jets fans mad that Devontae Adams wound up a Jet. So how about we bleep some tweets? We'll explain. We'll let you hear. We'll come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, Steelers Insider, going to join us at 8 o'clock. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A lot of NFL fan bases 6 weeks in are big mad. Browns are 1-5. Their quarterback has been sacked 31 times. 31 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Andrew Berry, the general manager, has waved the white flag. Meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski can't bench the quarterback. So Browns fans are mad. Some Steelers fans mad that it looks like Russell Wilson is going to start at quarterback on Sunday. Some Jets fans mad that Devontae Adams is a Jet for some reason. Steelers fans mad that Devontae Adams not a Steeler. So I was thinking last night, we were thinking, a lot of negativity out there on social media. I wanted to read some of these bogus, mega negative tweets, but we figured we'd put a little spin on it. How about bleeped tweets with Amanda?
Personally, if it was me, hashtag Steelers should trade Wilson to somewhere like Miami or Vegas. Stick with Justin Fields. Build a team with him at the helm. But knowing Steelers, they will find a way to f*** this up.
Whoa! She's so innocent. You had no idea that was coming. Whoa! And we picked the nicer ones.
The nice ones, yes.
How about Devontae Adams? Should he be in black and gold?
That's all it took was a third? What the f*** are we doing, Omar? Besides the injuries to the O-line, WR is the glaring weakness on the team. A third-round pick and you couldn't go get him, Omar? Hashtag Steelers.
What'd they do?
That's all it took was a third? What the f*** are we doing, Omar?
So there's a Steelers fan who's mad that they did not get Devontae Adams. How about a Jets fan?
Clearly at Aaron Rodgers 12 calling the shots for at New York Jets is a major mistake. Can someone please remind me again how many Super Bowls he won for Green Bay Packers? One in 18 seasons? LOL. Old man needs to sit the f*** down on the bench, period. Youth needed, hashtag Jet.
See, I don't get that from any Jets fan.
Me neither.
Like, what do you think you're signing up for? Hey, Did we not know that Aaron Rodgers was going to call the shots?
Right.
Did we think that are they planning for the future? What does that pick matter?
I have no idea how Jets fans could even be upset at all right now. I mean, at least they're trying.
I'd be upset by the record, but that's about it. Like, they went all in. It went all in. Sometimes you go all in and the guy's holding pocket aces and you lose and that sucks and you're broke and you sell your house and your wife leaves you. What? Like, sometimes that happens.
Like, are they really upset about the whole firing of Saleh? I mean, did they really think that he was going to be the guy that bring them to a Super Bowl?
Right.
Like, no.
Right.
They didn't think that.
And I thought they largely looked better. Not great. They didn't win, but better. Then they go get Devontae Adams. Steelers fans want the Steelers to make that kind of move. Jets fans are like, no, too much.
Yep.
Nope, no good.
Or 2-4. Nope. Don't want it.
This is the one that got me, though, Doran, on the quarterback situation. Not only does this human not want Russ to start at quarterback, they want to ship him to Miami.
Personally, if it was me, hashtag Steelers should trade Wilson to somewhere like Miami or Vegas. Stick with Justin Fields. Build a team with him at the helm. But knowing Steelers, they will find a way to fuck this up.
That was good.
I was expecting innocence and just get the soap out. Did your parents ever do that to you? Wash your mouth out with soap?
No, I never swore.
You never cursed?
No.
First
my
time
my parents didn't.
They didn't curse.
No.
Yeah. Mine did. The first time I ever heard my dad say the F word, I was probably 10. So it was a while. They didn't swear all the time. But my sister and I were fighting bad on the way to vacation in the back seat, like going at each other. And it probably was incessant, like the whole car ride, 12-hour drive. My dad turns around and just goes, would you two just shut the up? And I get it now as a parent.
Yes.
I understand
that.
Did
you straighten up? Were you both like, oh.
Oh, yeah. And then there was silence, and my mom burst out laughing, and we all started laughing, and it, you know, we were good. First time they ever heard me curse was, man, I was bad back in the day. I was betting on the NCAA tournament, filling out brackets for my guy, Dan Reby. And it was like $60, which I'm sure I stole, to enter this bracket pool. And I picked Arizona to go all the way. And they lost in the Elite Eight to the Fighting Illini. They were up by like 20 points and blew it. And I'm in the next room over, bleeping this, bleeping that. My mom came in and was like, oh my God.
What are you?
My only son. He's got such a potty mouth. All right, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray doesn't swear.
Yes, he does.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, is going to join us next, and we'll get Ray's take on Mike Tomlin's press conference. Tomlin didn't name Russ the starter. Tom Pelissero reporting he is. How did Ray take it? We'll talk to him when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. That was bleeped tweets, by the way. I think we might do that again. That was fun. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 53.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.